How to Relax and Sleep by Irene Barron, narrator Mitch Bensel. The goal of this relaxation procedure is to allow both hemispheres of the brain to sleep and alleviate side effects of single hemispheric sleep. Before you begin this relaxation method, lie down in bed and be ready to go to sleep. This relaxation method is a way to relax your body so that you may rest in a deep sleep with, hopefully, both brain hemispheres at rest. If you are not asleep at the end of the narrative, repeat the audio session. Once this process is learned in the future, you may just think the word relax, and your body will do so. The relaxation procedure. Take a few moments to become comfortable. Your arms are loose at your sides with hands relaxed. Legs may be slightly open. Let your bare feet gently fall to the side. Once you are comfortable, close your eyes. Expect to sleep 7 to 8 hours and awaken refreshed. Vagus nerve activation. First, we are going to activate a large torso nerve. The vagus nerve connects many parts of your body from the brain to the colon. Its healing powers are easily activated and can improve your sleep and mood. By activating it, chronic pain can often be relieved. You will take in 10 slow, deep breaths through your nose. You will hold each breath for 1 second and then let it out slowly through pursed lips, so you make a soft noise as you expel the air. It will sound like this. Try to take in more air at each breath. I'm going to tell you how to take yourself through 10 breaths, because it's impossible for me to know if you finished inhaling or if you finished exhaling, because I can't see everybody out there listening. So here's how you will do it. And then when you're ready to do it, you pause this audio. When you're finished with your 10 breaths, resume the audio for the rest of the relaxation. So here's how you want to count for yourself. You tell yourself, breathe in. 1/1000. You don't have to say it out loud. Think 1/1000 as you hold it, and then exhale through pursed lips. Now, when you're done with your exhale, you breathe in again in your mind. Think, breathe in. And then in your mind, think 2/1000. And then you wait and you exhale. So every time, that's a way for you to count to 10. Then the next will breathe in, say 3/1000. Think it. 4/1000 until you get to 10/1000. And when you get to 10, resume this audio. Good luck with your breathing. Try to increase the air each more, a little more in when you breathe in. So I'll wait for you on the other side. Pause here and do your 10 breaths. You are now ready to begin muscle relaxation of your body. Picture yourself as floating on a cloud. Let go of all sensations of the bed under you. Try to become so relaxed that you don't feel what you're lying on. Let yourself feel as light as air. Without moving your body, put your concentration on your right toes. Think to yourself that you wish to relax those toes and the muscles which surround them. Let your foot fall with gravity. Don't hold it up. Think of the muscles on the top of your foot over your arch. Let those muscles relax. Breathe deep breaths. You have many complex bones and muscles in the foot and ankle area. Try to relax the muscles supporting and surrounding your right foot and ankle. Relax the muscles around the ankle. The calf muscles are easy to relax. between the ankle and knee of your right leg, think to yourself that you are going to relax any muscle in a state of tension. Let all calf muscles relax until your lower right leg is at rest. Let gravity hold it down. Apply no pressure. Around your knee, there is much connective tissue supporting the knee. Think to yourself to rest connective tissue surrounding the knee. Don't hold the knee up. Let it relax toward the floor. Feel it relax. Now put your attention on your right thigh muscles. Relax any muscle tissue you feel above the knee at the front and back of your right thigh. Your leg is in a state of rest. Let it relax. There should be no muscle pressure or tenseness near your hip. All your right leg muscles should now be relaxed. Without moving your body, now put your concentration on your left toes. Think to yourself you wish to relax those toes and the muscles which surround them. Don't hold your foot up. Let it fall with gravity. Move your mind to the muscles on the top of your foot above the arch. Think to yourself, you want to relax the muscles at the top of the left foot. You have many muscles in the foot and ankle area. Now relax the muscles supporting and surrounding your left foot and ankle. Think to yourself to relax the muscles between your ankle and knee. Remove any pressure holding them in place. Let all the calf muscles relax until your lower left leg is at rest. Let your leg rest with only gravity holding it. Ligaments and tendons support the knee. Your muscles below and around your knee should relax. Think to yourself that you are letting your left knee relax toward the floor. Don't hold it in any way. Release it. Let it drop with gravity. Feel it relax downward. Now, put your attention on your left thigh muscles. Relax the muscles above your knee at the front and back of your thigh. You're not using your leg. Let it relax. There should be no muscle pressure or tenseness at any place in either leg. All leg muscles and connective tissue should now be relaxed. At the lower end of your spine, you have muscles that support your buttocks or rear end. Several large muscles cross the buttocks and work with your body when it is in motion. Right now, your buttocks muscles are resting with your body weight against them. Think to yourself that you want to relax the muscles in the buttocks area. Think the word relax. Release any tension around that part of your body. Let your buttocks fall with gravity. Relax. We're going to address some large muscles, beginning at the lower part of the spine on both sides of your vertebrae. Think to yourself that you are going to remove all tension to that area of your body. Let go of it. Don't hold on to your lower back muscles. Let them relax. Visualize the spine and muscles supporting them. Think to yourself, relax. Keep your legs relaxed. If you have had any tension, return to the legs. Think of letting go. Relax the legs again, if needed. Let them rest against the bed. We're going to move up the backside of your body along the spinal column. All the muscles connecting to the vertebrae on both sides of the spine, from the buttocks to the neck, will be relaxed. One by one, you will visualize moving up your spine. Let your mind think of relaxing those muscles as you remove any tenseness around the spine. Let's begin. Right above the buttocks, on either side of the spine's vertebrae, your muscles are usually tense. To support your back, your muscles stay tense all day as you move around. Right now, make an effort to relax those muscles at the very lower part of your back on both sides of your vertebrae. Now, let's move up the spine. Concentrate your thoughts as your attention moves up your back. Relax the muscles closest to and on both sides of your vertebrae as you move up. Move up slowly. Imagine each vertebrae and the muscles connected to it, one after the other. As I slowly speak, move relaxation up your spine. Muscles on each side of each vertebrae will relax as you go. Relax the muscles upward again and again, moving toward the neck. Muscles on each side of the spine need your attention to relax upward again. Relax those muscles. Think to yourself, relax, 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 relax. Return your thoughts to the center of your lower back. You have a large outer triangular shaped muscle which begins at the tailbone at the lower end of your back and extends to the height of your armpits on both sides. It becomes wider as it moves up and extends across the back. This muscle mass extending across all of your lower back has to relax. Think to yourself, you are relaxing muscles all through your lower back as your thoughts move up your back. Slowly, relax. Another large triangular muscle begins halfway up your spine and extends up to your upper neck and across tops of your shoulders. It covers your shoulder blades. This muscle mass also has to be relaxed. Think of relaxing the upper back. Think, relax my back. Relax the lower back. Relax the upper back. As you relax, these main large muscles will be also relaxing many smaller muscles, removing all tension from your back. Let your back rest on the cloud. Most of the muscles of your back along the spinal column should be in a relaxation mode. Don't hold your back in any way. Release any tension within your back. Release any tension in your shoulders. Let your back and shoulders rest against the bed with only gravity holding them. Don't hold or work any back muscles. Relax. No muscle in your body should be tense. As you reach your shoulders, let those large back shoulder muscles release any tenseness. Let them relax. There are muscles over the shoulder blades from the back of your neck to the shoulders that need to be relaxed. Keep your neck still. It is not moving. There should be no tension of muscle in the back of the neck. Let the back of your neck relax. Let it float in that cloud. Let all musculature of the shoulder areas relax around the body, front and back. The muscles of your chest and abdomen will also relax. You're not using them right now. They are not tight. Visualize the large muscles in the upper chest on both sides of the breastbone, your sternum, as it extends down from the neck. Let those muscles and on either side of the sternum relax from the center of the chest toward the top of your biceps at your arms. The shoulders may feel as though they are being pulled toward the bed by gravity as you are no longer supporting them. Relax muscles over the chest and shoulders. Relax the upper back again. Do not move any muscles. Do not hold any muscle tension. Think of relaxing abdominal muscles across the front of your torso. You have large vertical muscles from the center of the groin upward. Let there be no tension from the center groin to your chest. You have many muscles to relax, but you can do it. Think. Relax muscles on the front of my body. Relax them. Relax. Let there be no tension. Turn your thoughts to the front of the neck. Your head is resting against the bed with no effort. Relax the front neck muscles, the back neck muscles, and the side neck muscles. Become aware of your face muscles. Feel your forehead. Let it relax and fall at the sides toward the floor. You have circular muscles around the lips. Relax them. Let your mouth fall open. Let there be no tension around your mouth. Think of the muscles surrounding the eyes, relaxing. Below the eyes, your cheeks, lower jaw, and chin have muscles to relax. No facial muscle should be tense. Relax your forehead again. Face muscles are so used to being tense, they quickly go back to a tense state. All the muscles on your face are to be let go again. Relax them all. Your brain is divided into two parts, the right and left. You need to make a concentrated effort to relax both sides of your brain. You may have not slept with both sides of your brain for years and experienced sleep deprivation. If so, that has to stop. You are now in a safe environment. You may rest both sides of your mind and brain, and you will be safe. I would like you to think about relaxing both sides of your brain, your whole brain, to help your body become more normal. Concentrate on letting both sides of your brain relax to allow transport of toxins out of your brain. Toxins which develop in your brain all day have to be removed to allow the brain to rest, to sleep. You are safe. You no longer need to be alert. You can relax your brain and mind. Think only of relaxation. Relax your total body, mind, and soul for sleep. You have relaxed most of the body. Take your attention to your hands. Beginning with your fingers, let muscles in both hands relax. Relax the littlest fingers, the ring fingers, the central fingers, and index fingers. Allow your thumbs to relax. Allow the muscles in the palms to relax. Next, concentrate on muscles, tendons, and cartilage on the back of the hand. Each finger has tendons connecting upward to muscles in the arm. Let the fingers and muscles relax. Don't move your hands. Keep them relaxed. Let gravity hold them. Think upon your wrists. All muscle and tissue within the wrists need to be relaxed. Muscles around the wrist must be relaxed. Let the wrist go. Leave it to gravity. Don't hold any pressure on your hands or wrists. Both your hands and wrists may feel like they are floating. Think of them being relaxed and pain-free. Keep the rest of your body relaxed. Breathe deeply. We'll next relax the forearms between your wrists and elbows. The muscles around the lower arm have to be relaxed. Between the elbow, wrist, and fingertips, all tissue should be in a relaxed position. Do not move your body. Gently relax muscles throughout your body. Let all tension flow from the muscles. Relax the muscles. Between your elbows and shoulders, relax your bicep muscles. They should be so relaxed that you will have little or no feeling. Think of the arms as relaxing and hanging loosely. Don't move your arms. They are at rest. Visualize your arms floating. They have no weight. Your whole body should be at rest. Relax. Think about your physical brain. Consider this matter within the skull, which makes up the essence of what is you. The right side of your brain is already relaxed. Your mind uses the physical brain to think upon your existence and your world, which is here and now in this place and at peace. There is no reason why any part of your brain needs to stay awake. The left part of your brain, which may have been awake perhaps for years, needs to rest. You are in a safe place. There is no need for any part of your mind or your brain to be alert. You are safe. Think to yourself that you want all of your body relaxed, including your spirit and your conscious mind and brain. Think to yourself, my mind must rest. My mind needs sleep to repair itself. My mind needs sleep to heal my body. I need my whole brain to relax and sleep. Thoughts of my mind are at peace. I want to remove any tension from my mind and body. I want to think only of relaxing my mind. Let all of me be at rest. Mind, brain, body, and soul. At this point, there should be no tension in any muscle. Whether you sleep or not, your body should be relaxed and your mind at peace. If you started within a safe environment, both sides of your brain and your thinking should be about the peace in which you are placed. You should be relaxed. If you fall asleep during this process, hopefully you should have both hemispheres of your brain, mind, at rest, with your body also at rest. You should sleep naturally in a deep sleep.